Support for KNKX comes from PCC Natural Markets, introducing Field Day, a new line of organic and non-GMO pantry staples in BPA-free packaging, with 11 neighborhood locations, including the Bothell PCC, now open. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Okay, Nats, I get an email or you get an email from somebody who says, hey, we're having this food contest and we'd love for you to judge it. I don't want to do that. I just don't believe in that kind of thing.
You don't believe in what kind of thing? You don't judge being judgmental, Stein?
I don't think that art should be quantified. It's all a matter of taste. De gustibus non est disputandum, kid.
Well, perhaps. You know, the first food contest I ever judged was over 20 years ago. I was working for Seattle Weekly at the time, and I was asked to judge the Folklife Festival's juried food gig. And I thought, wow, what fun. Started off thinking, hey, this is delicious. Wow, that's great. But 8 or 10 bites into different things, I thought, if I have to eat again in my lifetime, awful.
I think after a while it becomes like looking at paint chips. But that's not really my objection to judging cooking contests. You know, years ago, I just stopped watching those TV cooking contest shows because I think that there's a kind of creepy, sadistic element to them. These cooks and these chefs, you know, with years of training and work and everything, they make this and then they present it to some socialite or actor or, you know, fashion model or something. What do they know? They have to stand there and be humiliated. Well, this know-nothing critiques their work. If it were another professional chef, that would be interesting and that would be different. But I don't think you could get other chefs to do that.
I can step right in here, Stein, and tell you about the only judging contest that I'm willing to do. I did it last year, and I did it again last week. Sticknick at Archie McPhee World Headquarters.
Now you've got my interest. That sounds like fun.
Archie McPhee is something that a lot of people in Seattle think of as this wonderful little novelty store in Wallingford. But Archie McPhee is a big company. It's a wonderful local company that sells novelties around the world. They actually create them.
Oh, could we have Stein and Nancy bobbleheads or Pez dispensers?
In my dreams, pal. So all of the creative minds behind this do something every year called Sticknick. It's judged on taste, presentation, and stickness, which is how does your food lend itself to staying on and being eaten off of a stick?
So right away, the Jell-O desserts are off the menu. Right?
Absolutely.
Let's hear about the losers first before the winners.
Favorite among the losers, I think, it was a really close call, was the Sticknick County Fair booth. They had pork stickers and creative mind David Walls, balls, meatballs, and a wonderful tomato sauce. There was deep fried ravioli, and my favorite there was, I think, the ultimate corn dog made with bratwurst, mozzarella, and bacon.
Good boy.
There was a literary minded group, and the guy who presented his, which was Moby Dick, rock cod and chips. The cod was on a harpoon shaped stick.
Call him fishmeal. So what were the winners?
The team called the Fantastics. The one who won was Jeannie, who's mermaid, which was a spicy shrimp, and Sasquatch, smoked salmon topped with a big blackberry over a thin slice of hard goat cheese. She was up at O Dark 30 making everything, and she set off the fire alarm in her apartment complex at 5 a.m.
Well, that will just put her in solid with the neighbors, won't it? You took pictures of this stuff, right?
I do have some photos.
And eaters will have those Sticknick's picks for you right at the Food for Thought blog at knkx.org. With food talker Nancy.
Stein, do I get to say KNKX now?
You just did. Listen.
He's Dick.
Who am I to judge?
Stein.